It's been 16 years since the Copper Fire of 2002 ravaged parts of the Angeles National Forest north of Santa Clarita, but the damage remains, and groups are working together to repair it. Fires affected the stream infrastructure and specific breeds of fish and frogs, but using innovative channel designs and restoring passage barrier sites should help the wildlife. It's a joint project between Resource Institute, SWCA Environmental Consultants, and funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and U.S. Forest Service. Nathan Sill is a forest biologist for the Forest Service.
We're oftentimes tasked with trying to just deal with the emergency when it's happening, and then the aftermath doesn't get nearly as much attention. We forget to have the conversation about, well, what is the land doing and what are the natural resources that use that land doing?
The historic St. Francis Dam site will also benefit from the project. The dam was built to supply water to Los Angeles. 30 volunteers also will work on the ground to repair fire damage and collaborate with technical experts on a long-term plan to prevent the extent of damage in the event of another fire. Chelsea Murphy is with the environmental consulting firm working on the project and says the value of having multiple experts involved has been priceless.
It's been really interesting to get all these different experts into a room, and Resource Institute, who has a excellent national perspective on how to design sustainable, successful channels.
Jim Bond is the Southern California Forest Programs Manager for the federal government's National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. He says some of the problems addressed by the Copper Fire Project are a combination of geology, past land management practices, and post-fire effects.
It's really dry, it's really erosive, and so there's a lot of sediment impacts that occur in stream, especially after fires. And in certain cases, enhances the problems where these aquatic organisms and passage barriers exist.
Bond adds that much of the work involves repairing damage done by past fires to create more resilient landscapes going forward. For the Public News Service, I'm Stephanie Carson.